Okay, there's a medrash in this week's parasha where it says, the pasuk says, Vayivarech Moshe 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 Rabbeinu gave the Yidden a bracha that when they finished with the whole Malachas HaMishkan, so he benched them. It doesn't say in the pasuk what bracha he benched them with, but there's a medrash that says that he brought the pasuk in Parashas Devarim, Hashem Alekeichem Yosef Aleichem Kochem Elef Pa'amim Vivarech Eschem Kasher Diber Lachem. It's a pasuk in Parashas Devarim that Hashem should bless you 1,000-fold. So the Medrash says that that's the bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu benched him with. It says in this week's parasha, Vayivarech Yosef Moshe, that's the bracha that he benched him with. So where's the remez in the pasuk that that's the bracha that he benched him with? So there's a very geschmackish tickle from the Hafla. The Hafla is the Rebbe of the Sam Sefer. He has a Sefer Al HaTeir called the Panim Yafais. And over there, he has a vart like this, that there's another medrash that talks about how when the Yidden were gathering to, you know, to watch the Binyan HaMishkan and the completion of the Binyan HaMishkan and the Anan Hashem coming and filling the Mishkan. So it says that all the Yidden crowded into the Azara of the Mishkan. And that an ace happened that they all had room not only to stand there, but that when it was time to bow, each one had arba amos to bow down in. Right? Which was an ace, there was 600,000 yidden, and yet everybody had arba amos to bow down in. So the Hafla says, let's make a cheshbon. The azara in front of the Mishkan, the chatzar of Mishkan was 50 amos wide by 50 amos long. The Gemara says, Gavra ba'amsa Yosef, that when you're lining up people side by side, so each person occupies an amma. So if you line up, so how many people could you line up, let's say, along the width of the Mishkan, naturally, without any special siyat and shemai, without any special nace, 50 people could line up from across the width of the Mishkan. How many rows could you have from front to back? So if you're going to pack them one in front 50. Of the other, you'd say 50 again. But the Medrash says that when they bow down, but they bow down and each one had 4 amas. Right. So if you can give each one his own little zone of an amma wide by 4 amas long, so how many rows of 50 people could you put into the 50 amas of length of the Mishkan? 12.
12.
12 rows takes up 48 amis, and then there's an extra 2 amis. Right, okay, you can't put a half a person, right? So you have an extra 2 amis, but you could. We'll come back to the extra space. And a chanami. But whole people, let's say whole rows, you have room for 12 rows of 50 people. 12 rows of 50 people gives you 600 people. So the Mishkan, the chutz there should have been holding 600 people. How many was it actually holding? 600,000 people. So Moshe Rabbeinu was looking out and he was observing a bracha of 1,000-fold for Klal Yisrael. A different kind, not being marvin them 1,000-fold, but that they were, the in terms of how they were able to be contained, they had a bracha of 1,000-fold. So Zok Tafla, that's why it wasn't coincidental that this bracha came to his mind. He said, Yivarech Eschem Kachem Elef Pa'am, and he gave them the bracha, they should be benched 1,000-fold. But then the Hafla says, wait, but it gets a little bit better. Because we said there was a remainder, right? 4 times 12 got you to 48, but there was an extra 2 amas of length by 50 amas of width. So an extra 100 square amas in which you could put, by the same cheshbon, 25 more people. Mm-hmm. I'd have to turn them, you know, figure out how to squeeze them sideways. But in another 100 amas, and each person gets 4 amas for bowing down. So Apiteva, there should have been another 25 people. How many were there? So we said already that in the first 48 amos, they put 600,000, and that's all of Klal Yisrael, right? Not really. All of Klal Yisrael, if you look at the minyan in Bamidbar, you know, we use the number 600,000 as an approximation. Really, it's 603,000. So an extra 3,000, 603,000 and some change. And that is the 12 Shvatim, counting Ephraim and Manasseh as 2, and leaving out Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi is counted separately, and there were 22,000. So there's an extra 22,000 of Levi, and 3,000 of the 603, so there's an extra 25,000. And in those 2 by 50, you fit an extra 50. An extra 25. So again, it's all 1 to 1,000. So the Mishkan, the Chatzar, was actually containing 625 people. Oh, it was actually containing 625,000 people in the space that was available for 625 people. Exactly. So Moshe Rabbeinu looked out at them and he gave them this bracha that Hashem should bench you 1,000-fold. Revert from the Hafla.
Wow. Who is the Hafla?
The Hafla is the his name was Rav Pinchas Horowitz. He was the Rav of Frankfurt. And when the Chassam Sofer was growing up in Frankfurt, he was a very interesting character.
Related to the Shlach?
Probably, I don't know. And, I mean, they're both from the Horowitz family, Halevi Horowitz, they're probably related, but it's a different dar. The Shlach was in the early 1600s, and he's in the late 1700s. Now, Shlach is a little of an interesting biography, because he started off in Eastern Europe, and he was in the Chabura of the Mezrash HaMagid, the first group of, the Baal Shem Tov, his main Talmud was the Mezrash HaMagid, and then his Talmidim were all the first group of Rebbes that spread out across Europe. And he was one of the Chashuvim of that Chabura, but he's the only one that didn't become a Rebbe. He moved to Frankfurt, right, Germany, Western Europe, a whole different culture.
Became a Talmud Chacham.
And he was a Talmud Chacham all along. And he was in that Chabura, there was him, there was his brother, they were Shmelk of Nikolsburg, the two of them were both world-class Talmud Chacham. The Baal HaTanya was there, also an extraordinary Talmud Chacham. There were a lot of Yidden there. Avram Kalisker was, he's not so well known, but he might have been the biggest of all of them. He was
the Sefer HaMakna.
That's the Hafla. Yeah. That's the Hafla, yeah. Avram Kalisker was part of the Chabura. He was, before he defected, he was considered one of the biggest people in the Gruz Beis Medrash. There were tremendous, tremendous Goyim in that Chabura, and the Hafla was definitely one of them. And then he moved to Germany, and he stopped fearing sich outwardly, at least Hasidish, and there's some debate about, what he
would have. Frankly, wouldn't allow it.
Could be, right. The Chassam Sofer writes that his Rebbe used to... He continued davening the nusach of the Hasidim, but privately. Mm-hmm. He didn't make the shul like that. I don't remember if it says that he actually davened b'yichidus, or just that he davened it quietly to himself. I don't know, but he davened privately the nusach of the Hasidim, and nobody else knew. Chassam Sofer writes about him.
Chassam Sofer's Rebbe was Rav Noson Adler.
So he had two Rebbeim. He always talks about his two Rebbeim. There were two Rav Noson Adlers. There was Rav Noson Adler in the 1700s in Frankfurt, and then in the 1800s there was the Rav Noson Adler who was the Rav in London, also a Chashuva Rav.
I might be related to
him. You haven't tried that one yet. Anyway, so he's mostly known for his Lamdish Asvarim, like Yonti said, on Mechaz Kedushin, the Sefer HaMikna, and on Ksubas, the Sefer HaFla. Very, very Lamdish. He was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, and in Halacha and Nigla. But he has a Sefer Alat Torah called Panim Yafais. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's what's that?
The Chayzer was part of that group too.
Yeah, yeah.
Heinekel.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Was the Bnei Sasra there too?
No, he's much later.
Much later.
Yeah. 1800s. Okay, the parashas, this week's parasha, last week's parasha, a few weeks ago, right? The parashas we've been reading lately have all been about the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Vasuli Mikdash, Asiyas HaMishkan. There's an interesting Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis, where the Rambam says that the mitzvah of Binyan HaMikdash, Asiyas HaMikdash, is a daytime mitzvah. He says, "Ein b'yinim beis hamikdash ela b'yoyim." You can only build the beis hamikdash by day. Shenemar, he brings a pasuk not from these parashiyos, but in Sefer Bamidbar, it says, "V'yoyim hakam es hamishkan." And we learn from there that binyan hamikdash hamishkan is only b'yoyim and not b'layla. And then the Rambam adds,
"Is it one of the Tayag mitzvahs to build?"
V'asuli mikdash, yes. V'asuli mikdash is absolutely one of the Tayag mitzvahs. Everybody includes it. We were talking a few weeks ago.
It's the 95th mitzvah.
In the Sefer
Achinah. By a wedding, we said, the Zivik Zal Oyla Yaf is 95.
Beautiful. Yeah.
That's what the President covered does.
Uh huh. Very nice.
Very impressive.
I'm not an ad.
Yeah. So yeah, that's definitely one of the mitzvahs. So the Rambam says that this mitzvah is only noyig b'yoyim, and then he adds a line and he says v'hayu boinim boy me alois hashachar v'ad seis hakachavim, that they would work on it all day long from alois hashachar until seis hakachavim. Now, this part already is very surprising. There's a couple of mishnayos in Maseches Megillah. On Daf Chaf Amud Aleph and Chaf Amud Beis, there's a Mishnah on Chaf Amud Beis where it says that Kol Hayom Kosher L'Kriyas Megillah L'Kriyas Halal L'Tilas Lulav L'Tkiyas Shofar, and it goes on with a longer list that all day long is kosher for the daytime mitzvahs, and then the end of the Mishnah is that Klal Kosher Davish Mitzvahs B'Yom Kosher Kol Hayom Davish Mitzvahs B'Layla is Kosher Kol Halayla, so all day long. That's the Mishnah on Chaf Amud Beis. The Mishnah on Chaf Amud Aleph says, "Ein Karinus Megillah Ad Shetanei Tzachama." And over there also there's a list: Ein Karinus Megillah, V'Lay Molin, and mentioned some other things also that you don't do Ad Shetanei Tzachama. You wait until Neitzachama, and then the Mishnah says at the end, "V'Kulon Sha'asu Mishe Olam Or Hashachar Yotza." So that means that there's a Lechatchila and a B'diavad. Lechatchila, you have to wait until Neitzachama. It's a daytime mitzvah. The Kol Hayom is kosher for a daytime mitzvah. That's the Mishnah on Amud Beis. But the Mishnah on Amud Aleph, on Daf Chaf and Megillah, says that although the whole day is kosher, but Lachatchila, it's supposed to wait until Neitzachama. Before Neitzachama, you're not allowed to do. B'dievet, if you did it before Neitzachama, you're Yotzei, but you're not allowed. And Rashi over there says, because Chazal were worried that Aleis HaShachar is a little bit of a hard time to, you know, nowadays, of course, you know, you just text, you know, zmanim.com, and they'll tell you exactly when is Aleis HaShachar. But Chazal weren't able to figure it out so easily like we are. So it's hard to know exactly when Aleis HaShachar is. Aleis HaShachar means when the first light comes into the east. Neitzachama is very clear cut. It's when you see the sun, when the actual tzura of the chama comes above the horizon. So that's very clear cut. So if we give you a zman of Neitzachama, nobody's going to make a mistake. If we give you a zman of Aleis HaShachar, it's easier to make a mistake. So therefore Chazal said, stay away from the Aleis HaShachar, even though it's kosher, but the evid if you got it right, but you could easily get it wrong. So stay away from the Aleis HaShachar. Wait until Neitzachama.
So that's
not like the Rambam. In light of that mission, very good. In light of that mission, this Rambam is very surprising. The Rambam says, "How you buy them by me Aleis HaShachar ad seisekachavim?" They went straight through all of these suffix manim or questionable zmanim. So the Shadow is why? Why were they starting from Aleis HaShachar if Kriyas HaMegillah, for instance? Right, there's a lot of things in the Mishnah, but we'll just pick that one, because later on in the share we'll segue into Mikra Megillah. But the Mishnah says that Megillah you can only do from Aleis HaShachar, right, but the same is true for Mila, for Netilas Lula, yeah, for Tekiyas Shefer, all of these things, for Kriyas Hal, all of these things you're not supposed to do before Aleis HaShachar, before Neitzachama. But the Rambam says that when it came to Binyan HaMishkan, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, L'chatchila, that was their daily schedule. They started from Aleis HaShachar. So, it could be a very simple, straightforward answer, but it's totally on a little bit of a more lumdisha question. The simple answer would seem to be that... Where does it say? It doesn't say that you should start from Aleis HaShachar.
No? Where does it say that it has to be built only during the day?
That's possible. That's exactly the question. By day. Right. But all the mitzvahs of day, like Mila and Tekiyas Shofar and Tehillas Lulav, are daytime mitzvahs, but right, we only do them from Neitzachama.
Right.
But Binyan Beis HaMikdash is also a daytime mitzvah, but that the Rambam says we start from Aleis HaShachar. That's the kasha.
Is the issue that it's a suffix? Is that why we're waiting?
What Rashi says. That's what Rashi says. Not everybody learns that way, but that's what Rashi says. So it could be the simple answer is that the idea of waiting to be sure that you have the Zman correctly, that maybe applies to something that if you have it wrong, then you have a major problem. Let's say you're supposed to do Tekiyas Shofar, and you have to do it in the right Zman, which is Bayoyim. If you do it Balayla, you will lo yatzedei chavasai, and you have to do it again. So there we say, okay, we want to play it safe, don't take any risks. Aleis HaShachar is too risky, go with Neitzachama. Mikra Megillah is the same thing, right? These are all mitzvahs, right? Mila is even more difficult, right? If you do it wrong, you're not Yotzei, but it's not so easy to do it again, right? Well, there's that toughest on bris, but it gets into big problems if you did it wrong. So there, Chazal made this siyag, this geder, that don't do it before Netzach Amah, because if you do it too early, you're going to have problems. You're not going to be yaitzeh, you're going to have to do it again. By binyan beis hamikdash, are there any consequences of doing it in the wrong zman? Meaning, if we say that binyan beis hamikdash is a mitzvah, let's call it a mitzvah kiyumis, you want to be yaitzeh, you want to get the mitzvah, and you only get the mitzvah if you do it by day. If you do it by night, what? Okay, right, so mevatel, well, I'm not mevatel, all the time that I spend building the base of Mikdash by day, I get a mitzvah. For the time that I don't spend building the base of Mikdash by day, I'm not getting a mitzvah. Any time that I spend doing building it at night, I'm not getting a mitzvah for that.
Is it an isser to build it at night?
Oh, so is it, v'chayr, it's not an isser. What kind of aveira could it be? That's the question. Could you say that it's puzzle? Could you say that you're lo yotzei chavasai and you have to do it again? Evil. What's the din of a base of Mikdash that was built at night?
Is it a mitzvah?
Oh, that's a very good question. Also, the Rambam says that nashim are chayavos, and a lot of mafreshim ask what's pshat, but it's only by day, not by night. Why are they chayavos? So that's a discussion for. Well, we'll leave that aside. But that's a good shaila. But the key question over here is, if the base of Mikdash would be built at night, would we say there's a psul? Is there anything wrong with such a base of Mikdash? If it's psul, then it's like a lo yotzei de chevasai, then it would be like Mikra Megillah or Mila, and then we would expect there should be a siyag that not to do it before Netzach Amah. But if it has no nafkamina, it has no consequence in the finished product. The base of Mikdash is a base of Mikdash whenever it got built. But the mitzvah is to do it by day. So then maybe Chazal said, you know, do it, you know, try your best to estimate when it's the beginning of the day. And if you're off by a little bit and you started a few minutes early, nishkafarlach. So for those few minutes, you weren't getting a mitzvah. But there's no harm done. So then we can understand why Chazal would make that siyog. But the question is that true that a Beis HaMikdash that was built at night is still kosher? So there's an interesting raya that some achrayim want to bring. There's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara is sitting in Rosh Hashanah and in Sukkah. Both. The Mishnah is telling us the takanos that Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai made when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So there's one in Masechta Sukkah that we should take the lulav all 7 days. There's one in Rosh Hashanah, Lugabe blowing shofar on Shabbos. And over there it says that he also made a takanos shetehei yom hanif kuloi asar. That the Yom Hanif, that means the day of the Tufas HaOmer, the day that they would do the Korban HaOmer, which is the 16th day of Nisan, the Chadash should be Aser all day that day. So just a little quick Chadash 101, there's a mitzvah in the Torah not to eat from the new grain until you bring the Korban HaOmer. The Korban HaOmer is brought on the 16th, on the 2nd day of Pesach, which is the 16th day of Nisan. They bring the Korban HaOmer, and then you start to partake of the new grain that you've been harvesting, you know, from that year. Until then, you're eating from the previous year's crop. So when exactly does the Chodesh become mutter? Whenever exactly they bring the carbon. Mizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, they will bring the carbon. If they brought the carbon at 10:45 a.m., so at 10:45, the Yidden would start to eat from the new grain. Until 10:45, they were eating from the old grain. When the Beis HaMikdash is not standing, so they're not bringing a carbon ha'imer, so then according to the letter of the law, the day of the Omer is Matir. So as soon as it gets light on the morning of the 16th, that should make a mutter. Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai, at the time that this din was about to come into effect, the Beis HaMikdash was just destroyed, right? And that was Tisha B'Av. And then in a few months, it's going to be Pesach, right? That coming spring. And they're going to have a shayla about when to be Matir the Chodosh. Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai made a takana, let's wait an extra day. Don't be matir on the 16th, be matir on the 17th. Yehei yoim hanef kulei aser. So the Gemara asks, why? What was he worried about if when there's no Omer? So the beginning of the 16th is matir, so let it be matir from the morning. So there's one of the funniest lines in all of Shas. The Gemara says that he was worried, Shemi yibana beis hamikdash, right? Which, mehera yibana beis hamikdash, right? Of course, we're mispal for that all the time. But in this context, the Gemara says he was worried. Oh no, maybe the beis hamikdash will be built. And at the Yidden, after many years of Golos, what was Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai imagining? You know, 25 years, 50 years of Golos. And the Yidden will come into the habit of eating Chadash from the morning of the 16th. But then the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, and then the carbon will be brought, let's say, 10:45 a.m., so there's going to be a few hours that Yidden might be eating Chadash, and really it's still Aser. So in order to avoid that, he said, until the Beis HaMikdash gets rebuilt, we're going to stay away from Chadash on the 16th. So then the Gemara asks, but why do you have to stay away all the way to the 16th? What's wrong with 10:45? Okay, I picked that Zman maybe randomly. But the Gemara says that there was reason, and they never procrastinated with the carbon ayomer. It was always brought before Chatzais. So that the Yidden that lived far away from the Beis HaMikdash, and they had no idea when the carbon ayomer was brought, but Bezman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, they would start to eat Chadash from Chatzais, because by Chatzais, everybody was sure that it was long since brought. So when Rabbi Yehuda Mazaka was making this takana, why couldn't he just say, wait until Chatzais? So the Gemara, and the Gemara says, well, maybe it'll be built at the last minute. So the Gemara says, which last minute do you mean? If it's built on the 16th, like in the 16th, in the, you know, at 12 o'clock noon on the 16th, so then it already became winter, because when the sun rose that morning, there was no Beis HaMikdash. So the sun rose with Matir. And if it was built earlier in the year, like the previous day or 2 days earlier, then we'd expect that they would already be on their schedule and it should be brought by Chatzais. So the Gemara says, we're worried that maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built that night. The Ivni Balelia, the night of the 16th of Nisan, and if it's built that night, so we can imagine that it would take them some time to get into the swing of things. We can't be so confident that they would have the carbon brought by Chatzos that day if the Beis HaMikdash was just built that night. So then it might end up being brought late in the day, and because Rabbi Yehuda Mazaka was worried about that one day Meher Yibun Beis HaMikdash, and it'll be built on the night of Matzah Yantif of Pesach, the beginning of Chol HaMoed, and then they might not bring the carbon omer until late in the day. Because of that, he said that for all the years of Gaulis, we shouldn't eat from the Chadash on the 16th of Nisan.
Isn't Chadash still the Raisa now, even without the Beis HaMikdash?
Yeah, the Issa Chadash is Dei Raisa, but the Heter of Chadash, rather than being totally on the Hakrovas HaKarban, it's totally on Heyer HaMizrach. The morning of the 16th would make it Mutter Mi Dei Raisa.
So that's only because we don't bring a Karban Ayman.
Right, because we don't have the Karban Ayman, so the day itself is Matter. Rehem Mazaka Sakan was to make it the end of the day rather than the beginning of the day, because he was worried that the Karban, when the first year the Beis HaMikdash would be built, the Karban might be brought at the end of the day. But why? Because he was worried the Ivni Balelia, it'll get built at night. So Frek Rashi Akasha, what do you mean Ivni Balelia? Ain Bain Beis HaMikdash Al B'Yoyim. It's a mitzvah Hayoyim, because it's a mitzvah B'Yoyim, because it's a V'Yoyim HaKom Beis HaMishkan. So Rashi and Tosfos both answer, this is a very, very famous piece of Rashi and Tosfos, they answer that the Beis HaMikdash that we're waiting for, the Meher Yibun Beis HaMikdash, is going to be built Min HaShemayim. And therefore it can be built even at night. And they say also the Gavi Yantif, the Gemara had mentioned maybe it would be built the day before, that's Yantif, also the same Kashi, you can't build on Yantif, so they give the same answer.
I always put in $20 of gas into my car. So my wife asks me, why don't you fill it up? I just tell her, if Mashiach comes tomorrow, all that gas will be wasted, you know. Bad joke.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a very dramatic, it's a Rashi, it's a Taisis, very dramatic line that the third Beis HaMikdash is going to come in HaShemayim, and therefore the Gemara says Ibn Belelia. So there are Achrenim that Taina that if the Psul, what we were clearing before, the Din that Ibn Beis HaMikdash is only B'yom and not B'layla, is that a Psul or is it just part of the Mitzvah? If it's a Psul, so then what is his answer? If a Beis HaMikdash that's built at night is possible, you have to redo it. So what does the Haftar Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to be the one that's building it? But if he builds it at night, then it's going to be possible. We're going to have to send it back. Say, no, we want another one. You have to, I'll say wait another 2,000 years. But it has to be kosher. If the din is that a Beis HaMikdash that's built at night is possible, then how can the Gemara say it's Ibn Belelia? And Tosfos says, well, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be making it, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to make us a Pasul HaBeis HaMikdash. But if you learn that it's just for the mitzvah, the mitzvah is to do it by day. You don't get a mitzvah if it's not by day. So then Tosfos is saying a very nice teretz, that the third Beis HaMikdash, we're anyway not doing the mitzvah. If Hashem is making it, then no matter when he makes it, we're not doing the mitzvah. So if he doesn't have to get the mitzvah. So if it's just a question of getting a mitzvah, so then if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making it, he can make it at night. So from this Tosfos, there's a raya, I think in the if I remember correctly, Rabbi Yitzchak Shmalka says this teretz. I saw it recently in the Acharon. I think Rabbi Yitzchak Shmalka, that's the Sefer Beis Yitzchak. I think there's his raya from Taisus, but he uses this as a raya that the din that B'yom HaKabbas Mishkan, you only build by day and not by night, is not le'ikuvah, it's just le'mitzvah. So I would say that if that's true, then it's not shver on the Rambam. That's why we could work on it from a Leisah Shachar. That which you don't do any daytime mitzvahs until Neisach Hamad, those are things that it's ma'akev, that there's something wrong if you do it while it's still night. But over here, where there's nothing wrong, there's no lo yatzei day chavase, there's no psul, so then we could start the mitzvah even from a Leisah Shachar. Now, we're talking about this Mishnah in Megillah that talks about the mitzvah, the daytime mitzvah, the nighttime mitzvahs. Mishnah says that davish mitzvasa beyoyim is kasha kol yoyim, davish mitzvasa belayla is kasha kol alayla. And both of the, and that's the Mishnah on Chafam Beis, and the previous Mishnah that says, ein karenis on Megillah, achatan etzachama. Both of these Mishnahs talk about Mikra Megillah as a daytime mitzvah. And they don't talk about Mikra Megillah as a nighttime mitzvah. The end of the Mishnah says that there are mitzvahs, like it says Ketziras HaOmer, and Hekta Chalavim Ve'Evarim, Arksherim Kol HaLayla, Zeh HaKlal, Davish HaMitzvah Zeh B'Layla, Kasher Kol HaLayla, and it doesn't mention Mikra Megillah. Now we know that Mikra Megillah, we do twice. Mikra Megillah is a daytime mitzvah and a nighttime mitzvah. So when the Mishnah has its list of daytime mitzvahs that Arksherim Kol HaYoyim, so it starts off with Mikra Megillah, because it's Maseches Megillah, then it goes into Tekiah Shefer and Tehillah Zuluf, but the first one is Mikra Megillah. When it comes to the list of nighttime mitzvahs, why doesn't it also start with Mikra Megillah? After all, it's Maseches Megillah, so you don't let it say, Kol HaLayla Kasha Le Mikra Megillah, and Ksiris HaOmer, and Hekta Chalam HaVeivarim. Why does it leave out the Mikra Megillah of the night? The Shagas Aryeh asked this Kasha, the Shagas Aryeh in his Sefer on Maseches Megillah, which is Turi Evan, he talks about this, and he strengthens the kasha. Excuse me, I'm sorry. He points out that, you know, you may say that, okay, you know, it doesn't include everything on the list. Maybe you can't make such a strong deal. You can't make such a big deal out of what's left off of the list. But when the Mishnah ends off, if it gives a short list of nighttime mitzvahs, it says Ketziras HaOmer, Hekta Chalam Veivarim, Aksherim Kol HaLayla. Then it says Zeh HaKlal, Davish Mitzvah Belayla Ksher Kol HaLayla. So the Gemara asks Zeh HaKlal Asui Mai. What's the Zeh HaKlal coming to add? And you know, because it shouldn't just be an extra line for nothing. So there was a perfect opportunity for the Gemara to say maybe it's coming to add Mikra Megillah. The Gemara doesn't say that. It gets even worse. What the Gemara does say gets into major trouble. The Gemara says that the Zeh HaKlal, Davish HaMitzvah Sebalayla, Ksher Kol HaLayla, is coming to refer to Achilles Karban Pesach. And that is the Davish HaMitzvah Sebalayla, it's a nighttime mitzvah, and it's Ksher Kol HaLayla. Now there's a major machlokes tanoim, whether Achilles Karban Pesach is all night, or only until Chatzos, right? We all know from our experience, right, that we try to eat Daf Yikayim before Chatzos because Achilles Karban Pesach was only until Chatzos. So there's a machlokes tanoim about it. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says it's only until Chatzos. Rabbi Akiva says it's all night. And by saying that this Zeh HaKlal, Davish HaMitzvah Sebalayla, Ksher Kol HaLayla, is coming la'asuyi, it's coming to add Achilas Karban Pesach, that means you're making this Mishnah go like Rabbi Akiva. Now, the problem, usually when you have a stam Mishnah on our side, that would tell us that we should pass on like that side. Over here, we have a different stam Mishnah, one that everybody knows, or I shouldn't assume that necessarily, but it's in the Siddur. It's in the Siddur. It's in the Siddur every morning. How often I say it, I'm not going to tell you. But in the Karbonis, in Perek Ezim Mekayman, the last mission of Perek Ezim Mekayman says, the Karbon Pesach, Ein Enechal Ela Lemenuya, Ein Enechal Ela Tzali, Ein Enechal Ela Valayla, Ein Enechal Ela Ad Chasois. So that's a stam mission like Rabbi Ben Azaria. So based on that Mishnah, the Rishonim said, oh, we see that he passed like Rabbi Ben Azaria. But then you have this Mishnah in Maseches Megillah. The Mishnah doesn't say anything. The Mishnah just says Davish Mitzvah Belayla Ksher Kol HaLayla. But then Zeh HaKlal La'asui Mai, and the Gemara says La'asui Achilas Karban Pesach. So that makes a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Akiva. And then there's a collision between the two Stam Mishnayis, and the Rishonim are bothered which way, you know, which one is more of an Iker. Fact the Shagas Aryeh, if we had an alternative of just saying that the Klal is going on Mikra Megillah, So why would the Mishnah have ruined the Achilas Karban Pesach and create a stira between the two Stam Mishnayos where you really didn't need to have one? Just say make a Megillah. Elamai, obviously, that was not considered an option by any means. That was not available. For some reason, not. It wasn't just that the Mishnah didn't say it, but the Mishnah couldn't say it. There's some reason why the Mishnah very pointedly and deliberately was leaving out the nighttime Mikra Megillah. And Shaila is why. We know that we have a nighttime Mikra Megillah. So Shagazari says a very big chiddush, a double chiddush to answer this kasha. First, a simple chiddush to answer, that's the short answer, and then everyone will erupt with a challenge to this, and then he'll have another chiddush to answer that. He says, you know why the seif of the Mishnah with the list of the nighttime mitzvahs doesn't mention Mikra Megillah? Because the Mishnah is only wants to talk about Mitzvah D'oraisa. Mikra Megillah is a Mitzvah D'rabbanan, so it leaves it out. It wants to talk about Ksiras HaOymer, Hektech Chalav Veivarim, Achilas Karban Pesach, according to Rabbi Akiva, because those are Mitzvah D'oraisa. And all the things at the beginning of the Mishnah that were listed, like Tekiya Shefer and Netilas Lulav and Mila, these are all Mitzvah D'oraisa. The Mishnah wants to limit itself to Mitzvah D'oraisa, so it leaves out the nighttime Mikra Megillah, which was a Mitzvah D'rabbanan. But so the kasha is, but the first half of the Mishnah, when it was talking about the daytime mitzvahs, that did include Mikra Megillah. So, isn't Mikra Megillah Mitzvah D'rabbanan? Zakta Shagar Sarye. So here's his double chiddush. Mikra Megillah is counted as a Mitzvah D'oraisa, but only the daytime half of it, and not the nighttime half. So we need to explain both halves of this chiddush. What does he mean it's a Mitzvah D'oraisa? We know it's not D'oraisa. It certainly does not come from the Chamisha Chum Sheteira. There's no remez in the Chamisha Chum Sheteira to the Mitzvah Mikra Megillah. But it does come from Tanakh. It's Megillah's Esther is part of Tanakh. It's not at all like the other Drabbanans, like Ner Chanukah, Netilas Yadayim, the Isser of carrying in a Carmelis or making an Eruv. Those are just Drabbanans, right? The Chazal, for the most part, maybe in the times of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, maybe somewhat a little bit before, but it's the Chachamim, the Chazal, that in their capacity as Chachamim made Dinim Drabbanan. That's how all the other Dinim Drabbanan go. Mikra Megillah is a very unique Din Drabbanan. It's not entirely unique, it's not the only example, but it's a very rare Mitzvah Drabbanan that, although it's Drabbanan, but there is a biblical, so you know, sometimes we translate D'oraisa as biblical. Well, the Bible is the whole Tanakh, right? So Mikra Megillah really is biblical. It comes from Megillah Esther. It says in Megillah Esther that every year he's supposed to read this document on the 14th of Adar. So in that sense, it's almost like a D'oraisa. You know, it's not really D'oraisa. Really, the word biblical is not such an accurate translation of D'oraisa. When we say D'oraisa, what we really mean is from the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. But it's an in-between Madrega. This in-between Madrega, the expression in the Gemara to describe such a thing is called Divrei Kabbalah. When the Gemara says Divrei Kabbalah, it does not mean nothing to do with mystical things or Sisrei Torah. But the Gemara uses the term Divrei Kabbalah to refer to Nevi'im and Ksuvim.
Was Megillas Esther written in Benavua?
Oh, very good question. It was written, the Gemara's expression
all
is...
All the Nevi'im is written in Benavua.
Right. The Gemara, this is written as part of Ksuvim, and the Gemara's expression is that it's written in Ruach HaKodesh. And there's a very interesting piece in the Rambam that we're not going to go into today, but the Rambam Maran Vuchim, if I'm not mistaken, points out that he says the difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim is the difference between Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh. But maybe a discussion for another time. But Al Kapanim, but it is part of Tanakh. I use the expression Divrei Kabbalah. The Gemara in Baba Kama says that uses this expression to describe things that are learned from Psukim in Nevi'im or Ksuvim are called Divrei Kabbalah. And there's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah where it's talking about the Tanya, it's actually talking over there about Tzoyim Gedalia. And it says over there, this Gemara is more relevant, because it says over there, there got to be a certain detail, that Tzoyim Gedalia gets treated like a D'oraisa because it's Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah is K'd'oraisa Dami. It's K'divrei Torah Dami. Now, it's not talking over there about... You know, the detail over there is, Legabe, whether the Chachamim have to make a chizuk. So, you know, sometimes we know that ordinarily D'oraisas are treated more strictly than D'rabbanans. But occasionally you have the D'rabbanans were treated more strictly than the D'oraisa because they needed more chizuk. And in that context, the Gemara says that Sam Gedalia didn't need that chizuk because it's divrei Kabbalah, which is kedivrei Torah dami. But akapanim, you see in these Gemaras the idea that there's a status called divrei Kabbalah, which is an in-between between Dereisa and Derabanan. So Dr. Shagas Aryeh, Mikra Megillah, we may think of as a mitzvah Derabanan because it came from after the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, but it is part of Tanakh. And as part of Tanakh, it's higher than a regular Derabanan. It's divrei Kabbalah. And that's why the Mishnah that says, here's the list of the daytime mitzvahs, and it includes Mikra Megillah, even though we're staying away from Derabanans, but Mikra Megillah is not quite a Derabanan, it's Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah is Kedivrei Torah Dami, so that goes on to the list.
It's not counted, but, it's not counted by any, by the Rambam.
Actually, it's interesting you ask that. The Rambam, it's not counted by the Rambam in his list of 613. The Rambam, though, has two counts. He has a count of 630 Mitzvahs Dereisa, and then a count of 7 Mitzvahs Derabanan, and Mikra Megillah is on that list.
The Baruch of the Kriyas Megillah is Asher Kedishana.
Right.
So how can you say Asher Kedishana?
You didn't tell us your name.
That's a very good question. The Gemara asks that question, but the Gemara asks it in two places, I think. Heichan Sivanu, right. The Gemara says, how do we make this bracha on a Derabanan? Heichan Sivanu. And the Gemara says, two answers, either because of Leisasra or because of Shalavicha V'yageitcha. But the Gemara comes to terms with that we make Yisevet Sivanu even on a Derabanan. What? His question on Neres. Right, that's the Gemara. The Gemara in Shabbos Chaf Beis says Heichan Sivanu about Neres Chanukah.
All Derabanans are the risers.
Because of Leisasser, right? Because of Leisasser and Echanami.
Have the same.
Right, the Taniyos would be in this. That's what I mentioned before. The Gemara Shoshana about Sam Gedalia calls it Divrei Kabbalah. Right. The four Taniyos that are the Echel of Horban. So the Shagas Aryeh says he has this chiddush.
It's not in the Megillah.
Right. So he has this chiddush that Mikra Megillah is divrei Kabbalah, which is a quasi Dereisa. But then Zakta Shagas Aryeh nacha chiddush. But that's only true for the daytime reading of the Megillah. For the nighttime reading of the Megillah, that was a later takana. That was a takana's chazal. Because if you look in the psukim always refer to the, it says Yemei Mishta V'Simcha. It says Hayomim Ha'ilan Nizkarim Menasim. And we learn from there. The Gemara makes this drasha partially. The Gemara says about the mitzvah simcha that the Sudas Purim, you're only yotze by day. You're not yotze Sudas Purim if you eat it at night. The Gemara never says about Mikra Megillah, but the Gemara says about the Sudas Purim that you're only yotze by day, not by night, because it says Yimei Mishtev Simcha. So the Shagas Aryeh says that if it's true for the mitzvah of simcha on Purim, it should also be true for the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah on Purim. There's the Hekish comparing the two. So all of the mitzvahs of Purim in their original form, the Divrei Kabbalah form, it was a daytime mitzvah. Read the Megillah by night, that's a later takana, that's a pure Derabanan. So he says that's why that Mishnah on that when it doesn't include Mikra Megillah in the nighttime mitzvahs because that's the Derabanan. I would include Mikra Megillah in the daytime mitzvahs because over there it's Divrei Kabbalah, which is Kedivrei Torah Dami. But the nighttime Mikra Megillah is purely Derabanan.
Can you go at night?
No, absolutely not.
When did it come about the mitzvah at night? When was that? When the masaka then?
So it's in the Mishnah. It's not in the Mishnah. When were they masakin it? I don't know, but the pashtus is, you know, I would assume the time is the answer is like Deila, like most Tekanis Chachamim. There is an interesting chiddush from one of the Echreinim. One of the later Echreinim takes this Shagas Aryeh and goes even further with it. I don't remember now who. I think maybe Shlomo Akoyin of Vilna. Says the Chiddush, it's Beis Shlomo, that he wants to say, he's answering the same kasha as the Shagas Aryeh, how come it's left out of the Mishnah, and he wants to say, because it didn't exist in the times of the Mishnah. Not like the Shagas Aryeh that it was Derabanan, and the Mishnah doesn't want to say Derabanan. There was one of the later Achreinim that wanted to say an even bigger Chiddush, that it was actually such a late takan and only came about in the times of the Amirayim. But the Shagas Aryeh is not saying that. That's not, I would say that's not a mainstream bar. This is a very mainstream bar.
But doesn't the Washington in the Megillah says that it's Nikon Laila V'Yom? Doesn't it say that? Am I wrong? I'm wrong.
It's a later edition.
No, doesn't it say that in the at the end?
I don't think so. I don't think there's any such expression in the Megillah.
That it's Hayun Nikorim Laila V'yom. No?
I don't know why I think.
Yeah. I really don't think so.
Maybe so what does it say? What does that include?
It comes to include Achilas Tzachar.
But then you have like that. Then you have
right, and then that mission is going like Rabbi Akiva. Right, and then that mission is going like Rabbi Akiva.
And usually you don't only keep one out, like you might as well have mentioned that instead of saying Zach Klal. No? So usually it's my Shire to High Shire type of thing. Like why
I don't know. The Gemara says that the Gemara doesn't pursue that. It just says like Zach Klal Asui Mai and it says Asui Achilas Pesachim.
Yeah. You have them again?
Yeah.
Okay, let me know if you find that pasuk. So the Shagas Arya says with this he can explain something that we do which is really very surprising. You know, when we name the Megillah, we make three brachas. Asher Kesharim says v'tzvanu al mikra Megillah. Then she'asa yitzvah v'seinu b'emem v'zman hazeh, and then she'achanu v'kimanu v'gyanu v'zman hazeh. Now, if you make a contrast to Chanukah, we make the same three brachas, Asher Kedishanu, and then Shas Anisim, and then Shachianu. But we only make the three brachas, all three brachas, on the first night. The Shachianu, we only say once. The second night of Chanukah, we don't say Shachianu anymore. Shachianu is specifically because I haven't done this mitzvah in a very long time. This is a new mitzvah. I haven't done it since last year. So make a Shachianu for that. By the second night, there's no need to make a Shachianu on that anymore. So Chanukah, we only make a Shachianu once. What about on Purim?
Twice.
Purim, so we make the Shachianu twice. The Rambam actually says not that way. The Rambam says you only say the Shachianu at night and not by day because he follows the lead of Chanukah. You only make Shachianu once for each Yontif. Mm-hmm. Now, what confuses this matter is that when we talk about the Yom Tovim, like the Shalish Regolim, so we do sometimes make multiple Shachianu, but that's because of Sveika D'Yoyma. Sveika D'Yoyma makes us treat the second day as if the first day didn't happen, but that's not relevant over here. Purim,
you also include
there's
other
no
things.
What?
We also include other things.
Okay.
So, all right.
But over here, this is all Yudalit, right? The night of Yudalit, the day of Yudalit, there's no Sveika D'Yoyma relevant over here.
If
so
it's only into Rabban on the night before. You want to get your Shachianu on the Kabbalah.
So the Shagas Arya says that's the answer. But wait, I'm still on the question. Oh. We don't follow the Rambam, right? We follow the Shita of Taisis, that we make the Shachianu by day also. And the question is why? After all, right. You know, if the Shachianu is because I haven't done this mitzvah since last year, but I just did it last night. Why am I making another Shachianu by day? So Tosfos on the bottom of Dalam and Alf, Tosfos says because the day is more the ikar, but it doesn't really explain what he means by that. The Shagas Arya says this is the exact lumdus. This is the pshat. That the daytime Mikra Megillah is the Divrei Kabbalah. The nighttime Mikra Megillah is on a much lower level. That's the Takana D'Rabbanan. So what we're doing by day, which is being Mekayim, the Divrei Sefer, the Divrei Kabbalah of Mikra Megillah, that we haven't done since last year. That's really new. True, we made a Shachianu on last night's Mikra Megillah, but that doesn't do justice to what we're doing this morning. It's a whole different level of Mikra Megillah. And on this level of Mikra Megillah, we haven't done since last year. So it needs a new Shachianu. So this Chiddush, again, the double Chiddush, that the Mikra Megillah has this quality of being almost like a Deraisa, but at the same time, it only has this by day and not by night. That double Chiddush explains this practice that we find regarding the Shachianu. Now, the Shagas Arya, one more piece in the Shagas Arya, again, this is the Turi Evan, where he talks about this Yisoid, and he ties it into a discussion that we were having here a few weeks ago, I don't know, a month or two ago, I don't remember exactly what parsha tied in with, but we were talking about the topic of Sveikas D'Rabbanan, and we mentioned the Ran. The Ran in the first Berakh of Megillah has a discussion about a city that's Safek Mukav Chayim Mois Yishuv Ben Nun. If you'd have a city that there's a Safek, whether it is or it isn't Mukav Chayim Mois Yishuv Ben Nun, so what should be the rule? And the Ran says that because of Safek D'Rabbanan Lekula, you'd only meet on the 14th, not the 15th. And the Ran actually brings two... He first says that earlier authorities said that you should only read the 14th, not the 15th, because you can go by Roiv. There's a Roiv, most cities in the world are not Mugabacham Yisrael Shemanun, so if you have a city, it's an ancient city, but you don't really know its history, so you have a suffix, whether it is or it isn't Mugabacham Yisrael Shemanun, you go after the Roiv, and you read on the 14th. And the Ran then adds, but I would have said that you don't even need to come on to the Roiv, even if you wouldn't have a Roiv. It's a suffix, and a suffix Yerban goes Lakula. Since suffix Yerban and Lakula, so you only read once, you don't read twice. Once you're only reading once, we would pick the 14th, it comes first. Then the Ran says, but there's a kasha on me, because the Gemara has a couple of instances of a city that actually has such a suffix. The Gemara says about Tveria, that in Tveria, Chizkia had a suffix about whether it's considered Mugabacham Yisrael Shemanun or not. The Gemara explains, it wasn't that he had a suffix about the history of Tveria. Tveria had a wall on three sides. There was an ancient wall in Tveria, but it didn't go all the way around. But on the fourth side, Tveria is on the Kinneret, right? So the Yama Chaimasa, the Yam is the Chaima. So Tveria, Chizkia, the Amira, had a Lamnish Shaila, whether the Yam counts as a Chaima or it doesn't. If it counts as a Chaima because it offers protection like a Chaima does, so then it's an Yamruk of Chaima. If it doesn't count as a Chaima because you could see through it, unlike a real Chaima, so then you should be reading on the 14th. This is considered an open city. So therefore, the Gemara says that Chizkia read on both, the 14th and the 15th. So the Ran says, wait, that's a riot against me. I just said that if you have a city with a suffix, you read on the 14th, suffix Yarban and Lakula. But here it says in this Gemara that Chizkia had a suffix and he read on both days. He went Lachumra. So the Ran says that Chizkia must have just been going to Mishur Sadin. He wanted to cover all his bases to be extra sure, so he read twice, but he didn't really have to.
Unless he considered it a Daraisa.
So that's where the Shagasari comes in. The Shagasari says, wait, this is the Ran, and this is a Doichik Teretz, right, to say that, I mean, the Gemara, it's almost like the Gemara is telling us the rule, and he's saying, yeah, but we don't follow that. Because Misvara, he would think not like that, so he's going to explain away the Gemara that Chizkia didn't really mean it. The Shagasari says that it's more than just a doichik. There's something very difficult about the Ran's Pshat in the Gemara, because the Gemara asks if Chizkia in Tveria was reading on both days, so how come Rebbe, who also lived in Tveria, how come he didn't read on both days? The Gemara answers because Rebbe didn't have a suffix. Rebbe knew how to answer this question. Which way did he answer it? It's not so clear. But he knew what the status of Tveria was. Chizkia had a suffix, so he read on both days. Shagasari says that if Chizkia was really just going with Mishur Sadin, so what was the kasha? How come Rebbe didn't do that? He didn't really have to. He didn't feel like it. From the fact that the Gemara asks this kasha, it seems like the Gemara thought that's the Ikar Adin, that if somebody has a suffix, he has to read both days. So it's a very big kasha on the Ran. Now, before we come to your punchline, that's where the Shagasari is heading. But first he says, like, he has one very interesting lumdisha vart, a little bit on a different topic, I mean, a different angle. He says, remember the Ran, before bringing in Sabbath Rabban and Lakula, he said that the Goinim, right, the earlier authorities, the Goinim said that if you have a city with a suffix, you should read only on the 14th because of a Roiv. Now, if we ask on them, what about the Gemara that says that Chizkia read on both days? It sounds like when you have a suffix, you read on both days. So why didn't Chizkia follow that rule of Roiv? So the Shagasari says, to that is actually a very geshmak answer. If you have a Roiv, that which a Roiv could be Mechriya, depends what kind of a suffix we have. If we have a city and we don't know the history of the city, so then a Roiv is relevant. Because most cities don't have these ancient walls. So if you don't know if you have the ancient wall or you don't, so a Roiv helps. But if the Gemara tells us that Chizkia's suffix by Tveria was not a suffix about the history, it was a suffix about the din, what's called a Sveika Dedina. I know exactly what Tveria has, but I don't know if that's considered a wall or it's not considered a wall. So the fact that most cities in the world don't have a wall is irrelevant. So that Rave doesn't help for this suffix. So that's why even if when you have a suffix about a city that you come across, your halach is going to be to read only on the 14th. But Chizki read in Tveria on the 14th and the 15th, that's not Shver on the Goinim. That said, that the reason is Mishum Rave. But on the Ran, it is Shver. And the Ran answered that Chizki was just going with Mishur Sadin, but that's also Shver, because then why is the Gemara asking Akasha why Rebbe didn't do it if Chizki didn't really have to? So what was the Gemara's Akasha? But according to what I'm saying, it's very Nicha. According to what I'm saying, the reason why Chizki read on both days is because, not unlike the Ran who says it's a Sofik Drabbanon and Sofik Drabbanon Lekula, I say no, this is not a Sofik Drabbanon. This is treated like a Sofik Deraisa. Because since Esther Baruch HaKodesh Nemra, and it appears in Tanakh, and it's Divrei Kabbalah, and Divrei Kabbalah is Kedivrei Torah Dami, so that should make a Chiddush that the Sofik goes L'chumra. And therefore, like Shagas Aryeh, that's why Chizki was reading both days, and that should be the Halacha. That if you have a city, that you have a Sofik, he's arguing with the Ran. The Ran says that you go L'kula. The Shagas Aryeh says that no, if you have a Sofik about a city, the Ikir Adin is going to be that you go L'chumra because of this Chiddush of Kedivrei Kabbalah. However, like the Shagas Aryeh, we'll only have to go L'chumra on the daytime reading. But the nighttime reading, because that's just the Drabban, and the nighttime reading, you just do once, and that'll be on your Dalet. All right.